هلو ذير ديش واشرز اند ديسابوينتمنتس. بون ديش واشرز حرفيا بس كاين بزاف منكم يوصلوا مع انه يسمعوا هذا البودكاست. هاي سبيشال شات اوت تو يو جيرلز اور بويز, اي هوب بويز از ويل. اي هوب يو هاد ا وندرفول داي, كليتو مليح, صحة فطوركم. Today كان عندي a very different podcast كنت حنببليه, and then I was like I'm not gonna do that because عندي بزاف فايز نحب نهضر عليهم, and as I usually do نروح لما Instagram stories ونبدأ نهضر. But I was like, Rania, you're an adult now, we have moved on to bigger and better things, you have a podcast and so you should talk about it on your podcast, and that's what I'm gonna fucking do anyway. So first of all, absolutely نحب نهضر عليها is the fact that I disabled the comments on my YouTube. وهاد العفسة راح ما كانتش تطبق على الفيديو تاع البارح, راح تكون in all my videos I'm gonna disable the comments. Why? Now, so أنا بديت on social media عندي like 2 years, and to be honest, everything happened spontaneously. شغل جامي جيت هكا أنا راح نبدأ on social media وهذا my plan وهذا كده. Although I had people قالوا لي you know, الناس اللي عملوا social media like a product to sell, which I think is a good strategy, ولا صح, that's what you want to be. بصح أنا جامي كنت حابة نكون هكذاك, جامي كنت حابة نتحط فئة معينة, جامي كنت حابة نعمل my audience show like, you know, عندي a product to sell and I have to target a certain demographic. I don't think like this. And so everything happened spontaneously. Even عندي like people who follow me, شغل جامي بعت لهم my content وقلت لهم بارتاجي or do that. I don't do that. شغل every person who followed me in a natural, spontaneous way. جامي فورسيت عفسة. And I think that's why, thank God, عندي a very good community. It's small, بصح يقول لك صح في الكوانتي, not quality, not quantity. And so جامي كان عندي problem تاع negative comments, وهذه عفسة ديجا بزاف بدي يحيروا فيها. I literally rarely get negative comments, which is great. Now why I disable the comments, because عادة الناس دي يديروها because they have a lot of hate or negative comments. This really goes back to 2 things. العفسة الأولى, I was influenced by Joe Rogan, because Joe Rogan ماشي he disables the comments, he said, دايما يقول I never read comments, I stopped reading the comments, which I thought was really great, because I had lafsa, I think, is what lets Joe Rogan be so different and so special. Because marahouj daiman yisma' nas wacham yqoulou alih, he's just himself, yroh yedir his podcast yroh lildar, he doesn't give a fuck about the feedback. W hadi afsa mliha, I think that's what makes him special. And another thing was a conversation I had with my boyfriend hadak nhar, and he was really telling me believe it's not machine to yelly influencer, your audience are your influencers, like bla ma nfiq. What happens is kin posti afsa of a specific type, kikun kain a lot of feedback, ki bzaf ayba ta'jibhom, subconsciously rah nsib rohi ndir hadik afsa aktar. Shghol, you really guide me, kin dir afsa and kain a lot of positive feedback, rah nsib rohi ndir aktar. Or subconsciously, because I'm used to your good comments, نولي دائما نحب نروح نقرا your good comments, and so نولي نجيب validation من هذوك ال good comments, and so هاد لافس حدي لي pressure فراسي, so ما راحش نكون subconsciously, هادو لافيس قاعد يصراو بلا ما نفيقو لهم, ما راحش نكون على طبيعتي, ما راحش نكون myself, and in fact I think a lot of you like me because I am myself, and so لو كان نقعد غير نسمع to good comments ولا whatever comments, ما راحش نقدر صح نكون genuinely myself. And that's why I decided to disable the comments. بصح I'm still reachable on Instagram, so اللي يحب يهضر معايا ولا يحب يقول عفسة, you can still reach me on Instagram. But for YouTube, for my podcast in general, there are no comments. وهذه هي. So topic number 2 اللي كنت حابة نهضر عليه is الكاميرا كاشي اللي everybody is talking about. كاميرا كاشي تاع the guy اللي مازال ما شافهاش. There's, how do I even explain the concept? ما كاين واحد السيد جابوه وقالوا له راك حاب تتزوج, and then جابوا له مرا as a cadeau, and ديك المرا was like لازم تزوجوا دوكا, and شغل it was a very seed يبان هادوك اللي بدلي like يحشموا بزاف, very naive, كان يبدأ يقول لك عنده mental problems, and so شغل كان في situation اللي just very cringy, you feel like عم يحرشوا به, you feel like it's disgusting to be honest, and هاد لابسة مورفينها من التلفزة الجزائرية, but what I really want to say, I feel like عندي عفسة نقولها اللي ما سمعتهاش قالت بزاف, and that's really my point. So لو كان تقصي أي واحد في الإعلام الجزائري ولا تي في أو شو بيزنس, علاش ما يديروش زعما برامج هادفة, يطلعوا النيفو, يجيبوا عباد موهوبين متقفين, يعالجوا مواضيع مهمة. I mean now everything in media في الجزائر بكل أنواعها, سواء راديو سواء تي في, everything is based on your number of followers. Literally تروح تحط سي في ديالك, I'm not saying I did it but I know people who did it, يقول لك صافا سي في مليح بصح يخصك مور فولورز. And so كاين sometimes يخلقوا بيفس, يخلقوا مشاكل بين لي جورناليست ولا بين لي انفلونسرز باش يطلعوا their followers, and it's really weird. يعني it's really unethical, I think. مي هذا هو السيستم اللي يمشوا به. It's all about followers. علاش ما يخفاش عليكم انو التلفاز راه هو dying business. شغل who the fuck watches TV anymore? Who the fuck watches TV? My own mother, اللي نقولوا زعما جينيراسيون كبيرة هي اللي مازالت تشوف تلفزيون. My own mom, child television's background noise. She's on YouTube ولا Facebook. So even old people ما يشوفوهاش. مازال غير هذيك العادة تاع العائلة تتلم في رمضان وتشوف TV كيف كيف. So هاد الناس these media people عم يخدموا غير في رمضان. And so بطبيعة الحالة هم حابين يدخلوا الربح ويركزوا على وش يبيع, وش المارشي راهو يطلب. And malheureusement المارشي راهو يطلب الرداء. You know شو ما نكوفوش رحنا, let's try to have يقول لك a dinner table conversation. الشاب يحب الفضايح, يحب العنف, يحب التبهدايل, يحب these kind of things. والدليل أنه كل عام تصرى كاميرا كاشي يصرى عليها بلبالة وعلاش وكيفاش, and this is unacceptable والحرمة وكذا, بس everyone keeps watching it. سينو علاش every year they keep making it. لو كان شافوا لابسة مدخش دراهم كيما زعما bringing interesting content يشوفوا باللي ناس ما يشوفوش هاد العفايز, سو علاش they keep doing it. مي هاد اللي كاميرا كاشي يديروهم كل عام because they bring the money, people watch, and at the end هما محبين people watch because عشان يخدموا على العلم. It costs money باش تدير كاع هاد العفايز, to pay people, to get the camera, everything. It's the sponsors they pay. وكي sponsors يشوفوا بلي واحد ما يشوف التبهليل ما راحش يزيدوا يديروه ويحوسوا يديروا عفسه احسن. يقول لك الناس واش محبين يشوفوا باش we get them to tune in, باش حنا we can sell our products. That's really all. So هاد التبهليل لو كان ما كانش عنده جمهور, لو كان ما شافوش عنده جمهور because they have the ratings, ما راحش يديروه. سو المسؤولية هنا تاع الصح, it's really just capitalism. المسؤولية واللوم راهو علينا حنا كمتفرجين. If we didn't have any interest في هاد العفايز ما راحش يديروهم. So the constant interest is why this is happening. Now the other topic that really concerns me, that I really want to talk about, is المنع, censorship. Because شفت بزاف عباد سين هاد الميسيون لازم تروح ولازم we censor it ونحوها ونديرولها هكذا. censorship كعفسة كمبدأ شغل it's really to be or not to be. يا تكون ضدها يا تكون معاها. You cannot be ضدها ومعاها depending on what you feel like. Because حنا دايما عندنا طبيعتها ننجروا خلف مشاعرنا because see صح شفناه غادنا كيفاش داروله حقروه بدلوه. So we get emotional and we say اما لازم واحد يتعاقب, لازم we have to censor it. بصح you can't just say that. If you're against censorship, you're against censorship period. ما تقدرش you cherry pick. نعطي لك example تاع Puppy Shot, the movie that came out. It was censored and I think the majority of you كانوا contre its censorship. Why? Because it's a movie. ما يهضر على الجزائر. وعلاش ما يتعرضش في الجزائر؟ والله يجي واحد يقول لك باسكو فيه نساء يشطحوا, باسكو فيه نساء يتكيفوا, باسكو فيه نساء كذا, وهاد العفسه فاسد انحلال الاسلام, يجبد لك 100 اكسكيوز تو سنسور ات. انت هاد العفسه تجيك نورمال بصح ان ذيس كيس يجيك سنسورشيب نورمال. نو يو كان نوت تشيري بيك, يو هاف تو بي اجينست سنسورشيب كونسيستنتلي. ابا ولا صارت عفسه ضد القانون, وهاد العفسه واش داروها له ما راهيش ضد القانون. اتس انسنسيتيف, اتس انكونسيدريت, it's humiliating, it's disgusting. بصح هادو ما كاع هاد لي زادجيكتيف قال يقولهم ما راهمش ضد القانون. So we have to cherish due process. لازم نتعلموا تكونوا عندنا مبادئ, ما نخموش ب our feelings. We have to respect the due process. So وشنو هي the due process؟ انا وشنو هو الحل القانوني والعقلاني؟ كي تكون صار يعفسها هكا هاي بروفايل كيس يوجولي يكون كاين باسكو بزاف عباد ما يقول لك نتبرعوا له نزوجوه نعطوا له دراهم ديروا كذا نو ذا جود ثينج تو دو وود بي يجي ان افوكا ا برو بونو لوير يطوع باسكو كي تكون هاي بروفايل كيس يجي دي فوا لوير يخدمها راهي بيبيسيتي ليه هو باسكو يصح هاي بروفايل كيس سو يكون ا برو بونو لوير يتكفل بالقضيه عندك 3 سيناريوز هاد سيد ما سينياش كونطرا باش تجوز هالكاميرا كاشي ان ذات كيس هيكون كاين تعويض سكند كيس هاد سيد سينيا كونطرا مي as I said عبادة ميقولوا عنده مشاكل عقلية and so in that case ما راهوش eligible باش يسيني هاد الكونترا and therefore عنده الحق التعويض third scenario السيد هو في كامل قوة العقلية وسيني كونترا وخلصوه in that case ما عنده ما يدير هذا هو we have to take الحل القانوني والعقلاني sino censorship I'm against it في كل الأحوال أبار ولا كانت عفسة Of course, illegal. In that case, يقدروا يمنعوا قاعد الميشن بما أنهم راهم يجوزوا دي كاميرا كاشي without having the victim sign ولا خيروا victim اللي عقليا راهو غير qualified باش يسيني. And so that's all I have to say على دي كاميرا كاشي dilemma. Number three, the last topic I want to talk about is Kanye West. So زغرت ويا البنات Kanye West has become a billionaire. Kylie Jenner is shaken. Of course, there's a new billionaire in the family. So what do I want to say about it? One اللي يعرفني قاعد knows بلي I fucking worship Kanye West. I love him. I just love him. Obviously فرحت له. ربي يحفظه. ربي يبارك لنا في خير الناس يستاهل. If there's anyone that deserves it, it's Kanye West. But the reason I bring this up is وشنو العبرة؟ وشنو العبرة اللي نقدروا نستنتجوها من هذا الإنجاز العظيم because unlike a lot of people because مش تعرف دي باسا ديدي دي باسا جيزي all the people who were usually richer than him so كان يعلاكس الأغلبية اللي يديروا هذا الإنجاز at least people اللي من the category اللي كان يفيها so rappers and people in his industry so these people يختلفوا عليه بزاف Kanye, بغض النظر على موهبته, because as a talent, so as a rapper, ولا as a producer, ولا as a fashion designer, clearly, هاد لافسا ما يختلفوش عليها زوج, بلي he's extremely talented. But the most important thing اللي يعجبني فيه, and inspires me, which is rare, باش واحد inspires me, as a عباد في هوليوود هادوما, they don't inspire me at all, but Kanye truly inspires me. And why? Because ما سامع بحتى واحد. Literally, ما سامع بحتى واحد. يتحدى سائد واللي بانه مستحيل او غير مقبول يشحن عليه that's what I admire about him شغل everything to him is a challenge وهاد لعبسة من اللي بدأ every era ياخد a new challenge so before Kanye West you should know الراب كان it was just gangster rap to be honest كان drugs money violence bitches ass that's what rap was about Can we not as a rapper ما تيراوش عليك at least once or twice ما عندكش ما يدعى street credibility معناتها the streets لازم يرضاو عليك لازم العراية يرضاو عليك باش تكون a credible rapper so واحد كيما جيزي كان يبيع كوكايين so عنده street cred واحد كيما 50 cent تيراو عليه 9 shots so عنده street cred the same goes for most rappers قا كانوا عراية at one point or another and that's why I know credibility as a gangster as a rapper Kanye was Jami Kanhaka Jami Ash this gangster life Jami Kan a gangster even though in Chicago which is a very dangerous place I think كان واحد الوقت في حرب العراق ماتوا عباد في شيكاغو كتر من العراق and that's why they call it Chirac which is a combination of Chicago and Iraq but anyway Kanye he completely defied All of that. Keep da can yilbis a fucking polo shirt. So all rappers can yilbisu lipsa arida baggy shirts. He used to wear a polo shirt. And a polo shirt is what like rich white kids wear. It's not something you expect a rapper to wear. So can yilbis polo shirts. Can yihadar ala face very different. I mean if you listen to like All Falls Down and like his older music. Of course yihadar ala, you know, bitches and money. But he really broke the stereotype away from gangster rap with the same topics he can read. And he even said once, my house is too nice to play rap music in. He smashed rap daro because he thought rap was something too dirty, too cheap. And that was another challenge of his, which is kifesh, he portrays rap as something expensive, something artistic, because rappers kind of have this reputation of being, as I said, araya, people who don't know art, inappropriate. And so he wanted to make sure that, hey, rappers actually know art. We are full fashion, we are full, you know, real artists, paintings. And that's why Darul, the song in Paris, because what is Paris? I mean, Paris is like the epitome of artsiness and, you know, haute couture and just things that are very classy and superior. And by saying that he made it to Paris, man, this is rap now. This is something that's luxurious. Marahush something cheap. And that was clearly one of his challenges. And if you don't know, Kikanu, Jay-Z and Kanye, Kikanu Yeruho Paris, I think Ahuhtal Paris, on the tour, like they, every time they finish it, encore, encore. And they would keep repeating it. And that really establishes Lafsalikin Habidirha, which is make rap something, maybe dirty, but something that everyone around the world, بغض النظر على their culture, think that it's something artistic. Even Kichu of his album covers, his attention to details, in Runaway, Jab ballet dancers, Khad Lafayz, they did not exist in rap before him. And his challenge, his personal challenge, can يتحدى the stereotypes. Also, for the era to watch the throne, he had this thing when can he was a kilt. A kilt, fil, I think, in Irish or Scottish. Wait, let me fact check. I need a Jimmy in my life to fact check for me. Kilt is either Scottish or Irish. It's Scottish. So, رجال في Scotland يلبسوا دي جوب قصار. And it's not شغل female. It's not feminine, يعني رجال هادوما Scottish يجكوبي. Like they're super, super manly. مي يلبسوا هادوما اللي يجب كيما حنا يا مسلمس يلبسوا قاميس. شغل واحد ما يعرفش قاميس يشوفوا يقول أوروبا هادايا. But in fact, it's a kilt is a جوب اللي يلبسوها رجال. So he told this story, كان مع the artistic director of Givenchy. I think they خرطها, to be honest. But it just sounds too good to be true. So he was with the artistic director of Givenchy, كانوا في the Louvre. And بعد قال له, I think his name is Ricardo Tichy or something. He was like, I'm going to make you a leather kilt. وراح تلبسها, and you're a fucking rapper. Like, it's so out of the box. And he did. ومات كي كان حيغني في شيكاغو, people were like, وشنو جينا هنا لابس جوبا, like, are you fucking insane? قالوا له جينا تلبس your kilt, we're gonna shoot you. And he was like, guess what, راح لشيكاغو ولبس his kilt. And that's a boss move. شغل, he really challenged تانيك another stereotype, which is that the rap industry is homophobic and is very sensitive لعفايس ليكونو feminine. And again, that was another challenge he did. Now the last challenge, or the biggest one, كان دعمو لترامب. Now, to be fair, أنا ما نحبش الزاختيس كي دخلوا روحهم في البوليتيك, especially في الغرب. Because حنا بعدنا شيء, but أصلاً يهضروا البوليتيك. So, even though كي جي an artist, it's fine, because مدابينا, the more people talk about politics. ما هما عندهم بزاف عباد يهضروا على السياسة, عباد قراوا على السياسة, who are more qualified. So, for me, فنانين, ديجا الفنانين, طبيعتهم جيين عباد بزاف حساسين. They're very emotional. And so, كيهضوا على السياسة, it's hard for them باش يكونوا عقلانيين. And that's why they always take a leftist stand of point, because everything for them مبني على الأحاسيس. And so, I don't like when they talk about politics. Me, not till Kanye West, the exception, because هو لابساني جاي يقولها contre gauche يقولو. So everyone in Hollywood hates Trump. And so, his position is the only different position. And so, نعطيلو شغل هكا زعما. نعطيلو a pass. But honestly, he did the thing li everyone, خط أحمر هاد العفسة. This is the worst. And everyone كانوا يضحكوا عليه. They were saying he's cancelled. They were saying بلي عنده he's mentally ill, which is funny because the leftists usually يهضروا على mental illness. They defend mental ill people and then كانوا يضحكوا عليه because he's mentally ill. Anyway, everyone fought him. ديجا روحوا دوكا if you write Kanye West billionaire, get the headlines اللي حتصيبوهم. In the headline, أحسبوا بلي Kanye هو اللي بات الفوربز his receipts in the title. وعلاش؟ Because they want to make him seem as like واحد حاسب روحه as an egomaniac, which is like قالي ستار egomaniacs. علاش هو specifically? Maybe because he's the only one honest about it. You can even see now as they report على النجاح ديالو مازال هم يسي يكسروا فيه or portray him in a bad way. Because I mean, clearly, ولا حي يبعت receipts ديالو للمagazine. Like, that seems like the logical thing to happen. Anyway, so now he's a billionaire. وشنو العبرة؟ كي حكيت لكم هذا قاع مش حكيت لكم هذا قاع as fucking Kanye West trivia. All of these things are عفايس نقدروا نتعلموا منهم. Even though, okay, هو راه في العالم الأول. So things are easier for him. شغل. For me, if you live زعما في الأمريكا, نعول برك. العباد اللي فاشلين or just عباد معولوش. You have the opportunity to do what you want. Just be strong enough, work hard. Of course, talent is important. But at least if you want it bad enough, you can make it. But العبرة is ماشي الجميع يقدروا يكونوا كاني. هذه for sure. ماشي قاع ربي عطانا his talent. ماشي قاع ربي شغل خلقنا كامل super smart. ماشي قاع العباد that exceptional. كل واحد كيفاش داير. قال الناس متفاوتين القدرات. But the most important thing is العالم ديالنا يحتاج إلى عباد كيما كانييز. People who are out of the ordinary. People اللي يطبعوا الحدود. They push the limits. And they challenge العفايس اللي سائدين في المجتمع ديالنا. Every society needs this. قد ما يكون society مليح ومتفوق يسحق people who push buttons, who push limits. And that's what Kanye has always done. And sometimes ناس يقولوا لك باللي انت تسخيل, انت مهبول. This is what they told him. They told him this is insane, you're cancelled, you're crazy. And next man اللي موراها his album was number one. So people will always tell you باللي انت ما تقدرش. And the most important thing is ما تسمع لهم. And I'm not saying اجياح وتبهلل ودير اللي فراسك وتمرد. No. لازم تكون عندك خطة, لازم تكون عبالك تعرف وش راك حاب دير. You have to know what you want from life. بصح, the most important thing is keeping your authenticity. And that's why I disabled the comments. Because ما كاش عفسة, as important as being you and doing you. And having said that, مبروك على كانيي, العقوبة لينا. And that's the podcast for today, guys. I hope you liked it. It's short. ما رح نولي ندير هكا sometimes. Just little comments on what I think and what's going on. I hope you like it. If you do, make sure to tell me on Instagram because that's the only way you can, bitch. Anyway, thank you guys. Sahas horkom, and I'll see you tomorrow for another podcast. And love you. Bye.